Lesson 1. Registration. Taking care of business. Page 1. Getting your feet wet. Registration and application forms are very common in schools or businesses. Lisa is a new student and must complete the form shown in your book. Listen to Lisa give information about herself and then complete the form for her. Write the information in the correct spaces on this form.
My name is Lisa Cross. That's spelled C as in cat, R as in Robert, O-double-S. While I'm in New York, I'll be living with my uncle. The address is 25 Lake Street, New York, New York, 11372. I can't remember the phone number. Oh, wait, I think I wrote it down. Here it is. It's 718-335-1799. Do you need any other information? My birth date? It's March 5th, 1970.
You are going to take a 2-week class for managers, and you have just arrived at the school to begin the course. Listen as registration begins.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Edna Monroe, and I am in charge of today's registration. Before we begin, I have some instructions and announcements for you. Please listen carefully to them. Then I will try to clear up any questions you may have. To complete today's registration, you will need to do 2 things. First, you must see Mr. Bills at the desk in the front of the room and hand in all of your papers. Please be sure to fill out these forms carefully. Then, you will see Mrs. Wong at the computer, so that you can take care of payment for the course. Some of you have paid in advance. You must still see Mrs. Wong, so that she can make sure your account is completely up to date. As a rule, we prefer payment in cash or by personal check. Please speak to Mrs. Wong if you have a question about this. There is one change in the schedule for this afternoon. The 2 p.m. class will meet in room 16, not in room 10. I have written this information on the blackboard behind me. Please make a note of this change. Now, if you have completed all of your papers, please see Mr. Bills. You may form a line at his desk. Does anyone have any questions?
Page 2. Getting the picture. 1. Where does this situation take place? 2. What should the people at this registration do first? 3. What should these people do next? 4. Is it necessary to see Mrs. Wong? Why or why not? 5. How should someone pay for this course? What kind of problem could a person have with making a payment? 6. What is the schedule change for this afternoon? 7. Who should see Mr. Bills first?
Pages 4 and 5. Catching on. Find the response. Listen to the completed conversations.
1. Should we make hotel reservations in advance?
Yes, we have to. That's a very popular place this time of year.
2. Are you sure this report is due next week and not this week?
Yes, I made a note of the date during the last meeting.
3. It's time to go now. Please give me all of your papers.
I haven't filled out the last form yet. May I give it to you later?
4. Ms. Wu is going to be in charge of your group's project.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to work with her.
5. I thought you bought a new computer. Where is it?
It's back at the store. They are trying to clear up a problem with it.
6. Class is over now. Do I have everyone's assignment?
No, I haven't handed mine in yet. Can I bring it tomorrow?
7. I'm going out dancing with Carlos tonight. He's such a good dancer.
I know. He always knows the most up-to-date steps.
8. Did you see my friend Sue when you returned the toaster yesterday?
Yes, she took care of the problem. Thanks for helping me with it.
9. As a rule, I don't like to stay out too late on a weeknight.
But today's your birthday. We should go out tonight to celebrate. 5 and 6. Listening. You are going to listen to several short conversations. After each one, you will hear a question. Find the best answer for each question. Circle the letter of your answer. Part A, Conversation 1.
Excuse me, Ms. Winston. Are you in charge of customer service at this store?
No, I'm not. That would be Mrs. Rubino. Could I help you?
Who is the supervisor of customer service at this store? Conversation 2.
Hi, Andrea. Could you take care of my daughter this afternoon while I go out?
Sure, I'll be glad to. How long will you be gone?
What does the woman want Andrea to do? Conversation 3. Could I change my order? I just want the sandwich and not the soup.
I've just handed in your order, sir. I'm not sure if I can change it now. I'll ask the cook.
Why isn't the waiter sure if he can change the man's order? Conversation 4.
Excuse me. Could you tell me a little bit about this new computer you have on sale?
Certainly, sir. This is our most up-to-date model. Come with me, and I'll show you how it works.
What kind of computer is the man looking at? Conversation 5.
Mr. Price, may I leave work early today? My parents are arriving at the airport at 5 p.m., and I'd like to meet them.
As a rule, I don't like to do this. If you can get all your work done before you leave, you can go.
How does Mr. Price feel about letting workers leave early from work? Part B, Conversation 1.
I'm calling about my subscription to your magazine. I canceled it last month, but I received a new bill from you yesterday.
You need to speak to our service representative. I'll connect you.
Why is this woman calling the magazine office? Conversation 2.
I'm here to take the English language test. Can I have the papers to register now?
I'm sorry. You're too late. You had to register for the test last week.
When did the girl have to register for the English test? Conversation 3.
How can I order this clock from your catalog?
First, you need to complete this paper. Then you need to give it to me, and I'll help you with the order.
What must the woman do first? Conversation 4.
Hey, Greg, where were you last night? You didn't come to the party.
I know. I didn't write it down in my appointment book, and I forgot all about it.
Why did the man forget about the party?
Pages 6 and 7. Holding your own. Check your answers as you listen to the two notices. Company picnic notice. This year's company picnic will take place on Saturday, June 15th at Lake Murray Park. Be sure to make a note of this date on your calendar. There will be food, games, and lots of fun. If you plan to attend this picnic, please fill out the attached paper to let us know you are coming. You should hand in this paper to the personnel department by June 10th. Tina Rodriguez is in charge of the food and games. If you can help her, please talk to her as soon as possible. See you at the picnic.
Class canceled. Date, Monday, January 11th. Time, 9 to 10 a.m. Instructions. The test on Chapter 1 will be given on Wednesday. If you cannot take this test, you must speak to the instructor in advance. Be sure you are up to date on all assignments. Call or see Ms. Perrette in her office to clear up any questions or problems. She will be in her office on Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m.
Pages 130 to 132. More listening pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Be in charge of. Clear up. Hand in. Fill out. Take care of. In advance. Up to date. As a rule. Make a note of.
Two. Listening. Contractions. Contractions are short forms. Often, when native speakers talk, they combine two words together into one word. This word is called a contraction. This often happens with the subject of a sentence and an auxiliary that follows the subject, such as am, is, are, have, or will. For example, I am becomes I'm. I'm registering for that class today. I have becomes I've. I've already registered for that class. I will becomes I'll. I'll register for that class next week. When have is used as a main verb, we do not make the contraction. For example, I have some questions about this class.
In this exercise, you will practice listening to contractions with the auxiliaries be, am, is, are, have, and will. As you listen, write down all the contractions you hear. You will hear only one sentence after each number. Then you will have some time to write your answers. In some cases, you may not hear any contractions. Just write none if this is the case. After each number, you will hear the sentence repeated two times.
Example. You're going to take a two-week class for managers. You're going to take a two-week class for managers. One. You've just arrived at the school to begin the course. You've just arrived at the school to begin the course. Two. My name is Edna Monroe, and I'm in charge of registration. My name is Edna Monroe, and I'm in charge of registration. Three. I'll try to clear up any questions you may have. I'll try to clear up any questions you may have. Four. To complete this registration, you'll need to do two things. To complete this registration, you'll need to do two things. Five. You'll see Mrs. Wong at the computer so that you can take care of payment. You'll see Mrs. Wong at the computer so that you can take care of payment. Six. Some of you've paid in advance. Some of you've paid in advance. Seven. Mrs. Wong needs to make sure your account's completely up to date. Mrs. Wong needs to make sure your account's completely up to date. 8. Please speak to Mrs. Wong if you have any questions about this. Please speak to Mrs. Wong if you have any questions about this. Nine. There's one change in the schedule for this afternoon. There's one change in the schedule for this afternoon. Ten. The 2 p.m. class will meet in room 16, not in room 10. The 2 p.m. class will meet in room 16, not in room 10. 11. I've written this information on the blackboard behind me. I've written this information on the blackboard behind me. 12. Now, if you've completed all of your papers, please see Mr. Bills. Now, if you've completed all of your papers, please see Mr. Bills.
3. Pronunciation, contractions. Now repeat each contraction after you hear it. Your. You've. I'm. I'll. You'll. Accounts. Theirs. I've. This is the end of lesson 1.